We're holding Erevin Daf Samach Ches Amabez, two dots towards the bottom, about 12, 13 lines off the bottom of the page. Today's daf, of course, is Erevin Daf Samach Tes. So in the Mishnah, we had reference to Machlekes. The Gemara started off, the Perek started off, that when one dwells with a Nachri in a Chatzir, so the Nachri creates problems because when it comes to a Nachri, we're talking about Erev Chatziris, when it comes to a Nachri cannot join an Erev, nor can a Nachri be Mevatel as Rishus. He can't just relinquish his rights to Rishus in the Chatzir. You have to rent it, you have to be Seicher, rent it from the Nachri. So in that conversation, Rav Gamliel comes along and says that by a Tzeduki, then relinquishing does work. And the question is, where did Tzeduki come into the conversation? That's the Gemara's focus here in that discussion. Rav Gamliel, my Tzeduki after the story, sorry, I skipped. We got up to, yeah, sorry, that's up to, yeah. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. My Tzeduki Echad, Sheidari Imanu, there was a story with Tzeduki that dwelled with us in the Chatzar, and he quotes from what his father says, and the Gemara would actually bring a version of a Brisa similar to the Mishnah, where it's actually Gamliel himself who gives the Psach. We'll see. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tzeduki Madaka Shami. Who mentioned Tzeduki? We're in the Mishnah, we're talking about Tzeduki, we're talking about Goyim. Tzeduki, of course, is a Yid. They were Yidin from the, they had a leader, his name was Tzaddik, and they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Only, they didn't believe in the Chabim, only in Torah Shabbat Chzav. The words that came from the Chabim, they didn't believe in. So they were Minim, but they were Yidin. So Tzuki Mat Gashami, who mentioned anything about Tzuki? Tamara says, you're right, the Mishnah is missing words, and this is a key say, by the way. A key say, when I say Chusur Mechzra, is it the Pshat that the Mishnah is actually missing words, or is the Pshat that the Mishnah was written in an abbreviated way, as if it's missing words? So if you notice, some of the Farshim actually here speak it out. Some of the more, I say Farshim, like if you look at the Masifta Gemara, so the Gemara is tight, the Gemara, they write, so Mechus Fakhtani, it's as if it's missing words, and this is what it says. Here's a classic case, because we're not going to stick the word Tzuki to the Mishnah. We're just going to say, view it as if the Tanakhama said it, and let's see inside. Tzuki, Arbeya Kanachwi, it's as if the Tanakhama says, after he said that Nachri is no good, Nachri, you need to do Schiris, Bittul Rishus doesn't work, right? By Nachri, you need to do Schiris. The Tanakhama stuck in, Tzuki's like Nachri. Again, we don't have that in our Mishnah, but read it as if it says that. And then we have our next words from Gamil Aimer, Tzuki Eidik Anachri. And Gamil says, no, Tzuki is not like Anachri. The Amar Gamil, and then he brings a story to back up his opinion. Amar Gamil, again, we're Samaches and Beis, about 10 lines off the bottom of the page, from Amar Gamil. Maisa, Betzduki Echad, there was a story with Betzduki, Shai, Dariman, Mavi, Bishlaim, who dwelled with us in a Mavi in Yushlaim, actually, Yitzi, Vyasar, I'm sorry, Vamelon Abba, and Father told us, Maru Vaitzi, as a Kalim, Mavi, actually, Yitzi, Vyasar, Alechem, and Father told us, after this Betzduki lived with us, he relinquished his rights. He lived with us in the Mavi, he relinquished his rights, and Father told us, make sure to quickly bring the Kalim to the Mavi before the Betzduki comes and asks it on us. Says Gemara, before we go further, actually, let's jump into Rashi. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayitzias a kelim v'chzika b'mavi v'shuvla yichul achzer." Make sure to bring your kelim in to show that you're taking bailus over the mavi. He relinquished his rights, and now you have bailus v'shuvla yichul achzer. This will come up. This will be a topic in the Gemara coming up that we're taking the position at least according to one interpretation of Gamliel. It's going to be our main interpretation. And you cannot, the stuki can't be chayzer once he gave up his rishus and you're kind of the rights. The stuki cannot be chayzer. Fine. V'shuvla yachzer the yachzer mibetulei. He won't to go back from his bittul. Here's a key line of Rashi. U'kishakidash hayyei maskinan. We're talking about where the day was ready, Makudash is ready with Shabbos. That's when you're being kaina, this act, this demonstration that Abba, the Rav Gamliel's father, told them to do, to go show that they're taking rights over what the Tzuki relinquished in the Chatzar. This was taking place on Shabbos already. Why? T'chazaka mibayayim loy muchacha. Because doing it before Shabbos is not good enough. Since it's a kinyan for Shabbos purposes, it's got to be done on Shabbos. Other Rishayim arguments say exactly opposite. We don't make kinyan to be on Shabbos. We try not to make it on Shabbos. They say exact opposite. They say it should be done before Shabbos. Torah brings both opinions. Torah actually brings first the other opinion that it should be done before Shabbos. This act of showing bailus in the chutzar, in the mavi, showing bailus, this that the Tzuki relinquished, showing the bailus is supposed to be, or of course, there's Allah Chapaisa, another Yid as well. When a Yid relinquishes rights, the act of showing bailus should be done before Shabbos. Then he brings that from Rashi. Lamai says he should do it on Shabbos itself. And the from Mishmur says, Mashmi Takabi Machmer, to be Chayesh Rashi, and to do some sort of act of demonstration on Shabbos itself to show bailus. Okay. V'atanya. Now, V'atanya often is a kasha. V'atanya, but often as well, much less often, Vatanya is Benichusa. Vatanya is a Raya. We're going to have twice here. Rashi speaks it out. That's why typically when Vatanya is not a Kash, when it's a Raya, Rashi speaks out Benichusa, because it's more, that's the less usual Lashon of Vatanya. We're going to have it twice in today's Amud, in today's Daf, Vatanya being Benichusa. That's the first time. Vatanya, a Raya to back up this interpretation, that the Tanakhama was also speaking about Tzuki and said it's no good because Tzuki is like a Nachri, and Rav Gamliel therefore was responding to him and saying that Tzuki is like a Yid. Says more Vatanya, Hadarma, Nachwi Hadar im Nachwi Stuki Ubay Susi. Tanakama said in this price, if one dwells with a guy, a Nachwi, or it's Stuki or Bay Susi. Stuki and Bay Susi were very similar in the sense that both of them only listened to Teresh Shebichsav. They didn't believe in Teresh Shebapeh. They just had different leaders. Stuki was led by a fellow named Tzadik, and by Susi led by someone named Baisus or something. So that's how they got the name, Stuki and Basusi. Fine. Harei Leisun Love, they asked for the person, meaning Bittur Rishus does not help. We treated Stuki and Basusi like a guy, and Bittur Rishus does not help. Ram Gamil Aimer, Stuki Basusi Ainim Aisrim. Ram Gamil says, Shalaf, it actually gurus these words, or we just infer it, but for our purposes, it fits very well if we gurus it. Ram Gamil says that no, Stuki and Basusi, they don't answer, meaning they could be Mevatel. Stuki and Basusi, I still have enough of a din of a yid that the option of being mevatel rishus works by Stuki and by Susi. See very clear this machlekes we're describing in our Mishnah, which the Tanakhama didn't reference Stuki and by Susi. The Braisa Tanakhama clearly references Stuki and by Susi. Okay, now the Gemara already brought the Braisa for its purpose of what of being a sure yeah. But it's, you have to come up to an explanation. The Braisa is talking about bittul rishus l'chayr. Okay. So now, for the purpose that we need to explain our Mishnah, that the Mishnah talking about a machlekes, we already got that for the Braisa. The Gemara just continues to quote the rest of the Braisa, which is a slightly different version than we have in our Mishnah, and it's actually going to be something we're going to focus on now. Says the Braisa, continue the same Braisa. Notice in this version, this so far is the same. Shadar Margamil b'mavi mishlaim lived with Margamil in a mavi mishlaim. That was the same as we quote in the Mishnah. But look at this. Instead of Amalam Abba, the Amalam Margamil the Banav. Margamil told his children, Banai maru veitziyam masha atam veitziyin, hechlisu masha atam machnisim. Go quickly and bring in to the Mavi, what you're bringing in, or bring into the houses from the Mavi, so bring out Maitzi from the house of the Mavi, or from Machlis from the Mavi to the house, go show a demonstration of having Bailos, being able to use the Mavi quickly before actually Yetzi HaTayev Azer, and before this Tayev, this disgusting one, the Yitzduki, before the Tayev comes, V'yasa Lechem and makes it Usser, meaning by doing an act of carrying out, if he does act of carrying out, he will make it Usser on you, Sherei Bittu Rishus Lechem, he would Vatu Rishus, so go Chaparain and cement that Kinyan and do an act of being Maitzi Machlis. Tayev points out, that's not both Maitzi, you don't have to do both Maitzi Machlis, either or. Maitzi Machlis means either one's enough. Look at Tayev Pirish, I Achnisu, or either be machnas or be maitzi. One alone is enough, because as long as you're doing a demonstration, a show of chazaka, that's the ultimate form of kinyan, and therefore you're being kinda the bit of rishus that Stuki left for you. Divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's opinion of what Rav Gamliel was telling his sons. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, b'lashon acheres, just like in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Yehuda Machlik is exactly what the instructions in the Mishnah again was Rav Gamliel's father, but what the instructions were, it's again Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir are going to be here, but Rabbi Yehuda is not the same as we did in the Mishnah. He argues again, but there's going to be a little bit of a different nuance. Let's see. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'lashon Acheres, no, Rabbi Gamliel was giving his son slightly different instructions. Maru v'asu shechechem mavay, go do your needs in the mavay before it gets dark. Actually, techsach v'yasaleim, go take care of it before it gets dark, and he asks it on you. Go do it before it gets dark, and he asks it on you. It sounds like over here, Rabbi Gamliel's agreeing to the Tanakhama that we view the Stuki like a guy, and therefore, Bittur Rishus for the Stuki does not help at all. And therefore, Gamliel is telling his children, go do what you need to do before Shabbos, because if it's already once Shabbos started, then the Bittur is useless, and you can't do anything in the Mavli. The Gemara is going to be bothered that we had in our Mishnah, Rashi speaks to the Kashavir already, Rashi says, sit tight, the Gemara is going to ask that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah seems to say that the Stuki could relinquish his rights. Again, you still have to be careful because he could undo what he relinquished, but the point is, the Stuki could relinquish his rights. Over in the Braisa, Rabbi seems to be saying that no, whatever you do before Shabbos is great. Once Shabbos starts, you can't do anything. We actually touched on this when we read the Mishnah, that there's different ways to interpret Rabbi Yehuda. It was based on this Gemara. We seem to have a Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa clearly seems to say that when it's nightfall, you cannot rely on the bittul rishus of the Stuki. In the Mishnah itself, the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda's Mashmah, that you could rely on the Stuki, and the Gemara doesn't ask that as a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. We'll get to Charlie. Vatanan. Says the Gemara, sorry, Amamar. We said in this Braisa, this is going to Rameir Shita. Rameir was explaining to Gamil that take in what you need to take in, take out what you need to take out, and with that you'll have a kinyan. Do it prior to the Tayev. Do it prior to this Stuki, doing an act of kinyan, because like this, you'll cement your kinyan, and you'll be able to use the Mavad El Shabbos. Again, the Stuki was relinquished as Rishus, and Rav Gamil gave advice to his sons, go do an act of kinyan in or out, do an act of kinyan, minion in order to cement your rights over this rishus for the whole Shabbos. You'll be able to do what you want. But if the tztuki comes and doesn't act first in this rishus, he's going to take away your bialis. You won't be able to use it for what you want. Fact gemara, lememer dechi mapik inu. We made this deek before. V'had mapik yuleyaser. Sounds like from this brisa we kind of made the deek earlier. In Ahmed, sounds like for the Bryson that court, their mayor, once they did a Kenyan, if it's Tuki goes and carries out, it won't make it usher. Once they did a Kenyan, once they were kind of the bit of a shush from the Tuki, even if he don't go subsequently and carries out and shows that he's not heeding to his bit of a shush, meaning he's basically going against it, he's showing he wants to use the chatzer, he wants to use the mavoi, it won't work because they already were kind of it. Says the Gemara, it's not true. We quoted this Mishnah the other day, and it's actually going to come up today in Samach Tes Amud Beis. We're in the top of Samach Tes Amud Alpha, top line. V'yatzeran, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah Nasnan. One who gives his rishus to others. It's the end of the mission on the bays. And he takes out whether it's b'shag, whether it's mezid, Iser, Divir Meir. Rameir himself says, there's Rameir. Rameir was the one that says to, that Aaron Gamil told the sons, go do an act of Kenyan. Once you have act of Kenyan, sounds like even if Stuki does something afterwards, it will mess things up. Rameir on the bays says, whether it's done b'shagig or b'mezid. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't be more lenient. We're going to say we make a distinction on the bays. We'll see between shagig and mezid. But Rameir says, b'im b'shag, b'im b'mezid. It assers. The person is showing that he's no longer relinquishing his rights. He regains his rights, and therefore the Asher's Divrei Meir, the Chayyur Meir's opinion in the Mishnah on Amud Beis clearly is at odds with this Braisa that we quoted in on Samach Ches. Says the Gemara Amar Yosef Ema Eina Yisur. You're right. You got to switch the words. You have to say in the Mishnah on Amud Beis that we have shortly, and the end of the daf today, Samach Tes Amud Beis, where Meir says that if the person gave rishus and then he relinquishes rishus and then he goes and does an act of using the chatzer. Whether it's b'shag, whether it's mezid, einai aser. Stick in the word einai. He does not aser. Once you're kaina, once you do an act of being kaina, then the guy can't retract on you. He can't take it back. That is answer number one. And you have to tweak the mission. It's not like a shmak answer. We don't have to do that. But you got to tweak the mission and say einai aser. Abayam or Abayam says no. Like gosh, you don't have to come up with this answer. Yeah, you're right. Rabbi says Mamish completely uprooting the Mishnah, Rameir's opinion in the Mishnah. But Abai takes a different approach. Abai Amar Leikasha. Kanshach Zika Bnei Mavavi. Kanshach Zika Bnei Mavavi. Abai is a beautiful chap. Rameir in the Braisa says, go fit quickly and make a Kenyan. Once you make a Kenyan, you cement that the Kenyan is done. The Bit Roshus is done. And he came retract the Bit Roshus. The Mishnah is talking about a case where what? Where you didn't make the Kenyan. So the guy's about the Roshus. He came out and did an act of using the rishus before you did a kinyan, before you did an act to demonstrate bailus. Since he came out and he regained control of his bittel before you had a chance to do anything, before you did anything, then he takes it back. Even according to Meir, bein b'shag bein meis, a simple answer. Via Tanya, second time in about 12 lines, forget about the same daf, in about 10, 15 lines, via Tanya again, bini chusa, via Tanya, we have a brisa to back up this interpretation. Now, we're going to quote this brisa in its entirety, even though the part that we need is really the end of the brisa. We'll see, it's the end of the brisa. V'yatanya, ashen asa rishus sayaitzi, if someone who wasn't mevatel rishus, and yet he carried, bein b'shag, bein mezid, yachal levatel. So a person who goes and carries into an area, which has no erev. There's no erev. We're talking about a case where he didn't join the erev. So we need him to be vatos rishus. And he carried anyway, which really means he's carrying biser, which is going to be a big focus of this Gemara. We'll get back to the taich of this in a minute. But first let's read. It's a machlekes. Rashi Taishas had a taich exactly what the issue of here is. Actually, nasam rishus haitzi. If a guy who didn't join the erev carried out to the mavoi before he was mevatos rishus, bein b'shagig, bein b'mezid, yachal levatel. Whether he did it b'shagig, whether he did b'mezid, he's still able to be mevatos rishus divrei meir. Rabbi Daimer, no. B'shagig yachal levatel. Rita says, if he carried b'shegig, he could still be mevatel rishus. B'mezid, he cannot be mevatel rishus. Now, we didn't get yet to our what we're trying to be right to. We're trying to be right, so let's not lose our focus. There are a mayor who says that when one is mevatel rishus, you have to go make a kinyan right away, as soon as possible. And if you make a kinyan, you've cemented it, your bailus over it, and he can't retract. Right? And Rameir in the Mishnah Amabe says that when the person was Vat Roshus, it seems, and he goes and carries, he could retract. Rabbi is answering, that's because the people didn't make a Kenyan. When they make a Kenyan, he can't retract. If the other people didn't make a Kenyan, he could retract. We're trying to bring a right to that interpretation to Rameir, and we will shortly for the end of the Brisa. But before we get there, we quote the Brisa in its entirety, and the Brisa, early part of it, is quoting a different din. And this din is that if a person goes, and he is not part of an Erev, which means he's really not allowed to carry, and he goes and he carries into the domain, whether it's B'shag, whether it's Mezid, or Meir says, he can no longer be Mevatel Rishus. He cannot, I'm sorry, He can, yes, I take it back, opposite. He can, yes, be mevatel rishus. That's Rameir Shita. Everybody says it depends. If he did it b'shoigeg, he still has the ability to mevatel rishus. If he did it b'mezin, he cannot be mevatel rishus. Now, what is going on? What's the conversation? What's the discussion? Whether or not the person who was not part of the Eir, who carried into the mavli, whether he can still go and be mevatel rishus? So Rashi learns it's a conversation of whether the guy's considered a mummer. He has no ability to carry in this Eirv. There's an Eirv without him. He didn't join the Eirv, and he's carrying anyway. And Rashi says, therefore, Rameir is saying that whether or not he did a b'sheik or a mezid, he can still be vat rishus. Why? Because Rameir will be going with the tzad that even though he's a mummer, he's still a yid, and he's able to be vat rishus still at this point. Everybody says, no, it depends. If he's a sheik, he can vat rishus. If he's a mezid, mamish on purpose, he can't be vat rishus. And there's a few points over here. Number one, there's a chiddush here. We're talking about the whole din of chatzar, carrying a chatzar, is a din d'rabbanan. Holiness is this d'rabbanan, and Rashi's calling the person, forget about shaygig, even calling the person who did it b'mezid, Rashi's the person who's b'mezid carrying a b'ivinus d'rabbanan is being called a mummer. He's a mummer, which is a chiddush. They call him a mummer for that. But Taisa is bothered by other questions. Taisa is bothered by other shaynim, bothered with Rashi, that l'chayra, we're talking about a person who did an avera once. You don't see in the story that he did aver multiple times. Furthermore, we're going to have a discussion in today's daf, what qualifies as a mummer is coming up later in this amud. What qualifies as a mummer? Is a mummer someone who is Avron Avodah Zarah, an Avron all the Sermon of the Torah, someone who's Bechal Shabbos, Bifar Hesya, in a public fashion? Over here, you don't see that this guy was doing it consistently, that's question number one. He only did it once, as far as we know. Number two, you don't see those Bifar Hesya. I mean, there were people in the Chatzar, but it doesn't seem like those Bifar Hesya. And therefore, they don't like the approach, Taisa of other Rishonim, don't like approach to say that the issue of Eir was an issue of mummer. Therefore, Taisa learns the issue is very simple. If the guy's using the chatzar on this Shabbos, is he's demonstrating that he doesn't want to be relinquished to us. They said, hey, dude, you didn't join into this fellow, Rabbi, you didn't join into our Erev, Rabbi. I mean, he's not really this guy was, he's a shtickle mummer, so I'm not sure what you want to call him, but he, you didn't join into our Erev, so you're messing it up for us. We see you don't care, you're caring, but you're messing it up for us. Maybe be relinquish your Rishus, but that's not going to help, because once he used it on the Shabbos, even if he subsequently relinquishes Rishus afterwards, Tais is saying that is the Machlekes, Rameir and Rabbi Yudah, whether that could work. Could a person who's purposely using it on the Shabbos to go and relinquish it afterwards, is that called a real bit of Rishus or not? Could we say, no, since you already used it, you showed you want to use it, and therefore it's not a bit of Rishus, or not? That's the Machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yudah. And the connection they make, the connection too, beautiful connection, we have a concept when a person is being coerced into a contract, into a deal. What's he able to do? What is it? He's Maisa Maida. Famous idea. He's Maisa Maida. He says to Adam, listen, you're going to see in a few minutes, I'm going to be signing a contract. I'm going to be agreeing to a certain deal. I'm telling you now, I'm giving you my duh. I don't agree to the deal. I'm only doing it because they're strong-arming me, they're forcing me, they have some sort of hold over me, and I have no choice but to agree to them to their face. But you're my Adim that I don't agree. Halacha is, if he's Maisa Maida to Adim, it works. It works. He can undo the transaction later because he was Maisa Maida. That's like this over here. This is like that concept, so to speak, of being Maisa Maida. The mere fact that he went and he used the Rishus today shows, on Shabbos, shows that the Bittul is nothing. That's the Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda in this idea. Again, so according to Rashi, it's a vart that since the guy's a mummer, could his bittul work, or do we treat a mummer mamash like a nachri, and bittul doesn't work? That's Rashi's tzad in the Rashi explanation in the Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, whereas Taisa's explanation is whether or not we say that since he's using it, he's showing that even though the bittul, he says later, wants to be vatal, it's not real, because the fact that he's using it is the biggest actions speak louder than words, so to speak. Okay, says the Mar Mishadasta Rishusla Vaitzi, Vaitre in the Brisa. What if a person gave Rishus? He was Mevatel Rishus. Vahitzi, now we're getting closer to the topic that we need. Vahitzi, and then he carries it afterwards. Bein b'sheg bein mezer eiser, divrei meir. Whether he did b'sheg bein mezer, he asers. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, mezer eiser, b'sheg bein eiser. So Rameir says, like we have in the Mishnah on the Beis, right? This price is so far, these words are very similar to the Mishnah on Beis, that a person who gave Rishus, he's Mevatel Rishus, and then he carried anyway afterwards. Bein b'sheg bein mezer, he messes up his bittul Rishus, and he asks on the other people, that's Rameir. Now we want to get to the point where we prove Rameir is only saying it when he did it before the others made a kinyan. We'll get there in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer says, it depends. B'mezid, if he carries out, he ruins the bittul. B'sheg, he doesn't ruin the bittul. B'med amum, here's the key words. This is black and white in this brisa, and this proves Abaye's answer. B'med amum, b'shtalayich ziku b'nei mavoi b'mavoi. Avach ziku b'nei mavoi, b'im b'sheg b'mezid in eser. Of course, it's going back on Rameir, but Rashi spells it out for us that this b'med amum is going back on Rameir. When did Rameir say b'im b'sheg b'mezid, the person who, after he was matel rishus, if he goes and uses the mavoi, he ruins his bittul rishus? That's dafka with other people didn't get a chance to make a kinyan yet themselves. But if the other people went and made a kinyan, they did an act of demonstration to show that they were kaina, the bittul rishus, then after that, his retracting on his bit of Rishus, his going out to carry in the Mavai, will not do anything, will not damage their kinyan. They have rights to use it the whole Shabbos, and it won't make a difference. So we see Abaye's answer. We have a Braisa backing up Abaye's answer. There are mayor, Taka says, that the person who's Mat Moshe's can yes retract if he retracts before the others make a kinyan. Once the others make a kinyan, he can no longer retract. Okay. Amar Behuda. Now we get back to Behuda. We pointed out before there's a steer Behuda. We're getting back to that steer. Yes. So I guess, Leon, to paraphrase your, instead of making a question, to make it a point, and it's a very valid point, that the Shegig over here is Dafka Lagabe the Halachi. For God, he's not allowed to carry because he's someone that didn't join into this Imavli, and he ceded his Rishus. He's about the Rishus. But that even though he's carrying, maybe because he forgot, the act of carrying into the Chatzar and using the Chatzar, even with forgetting, is still a demonstration of Bailas. It's still retracting the Bidl Rishus. Yeah, that's a good point. 100%. Amamar. Rebuda Aimer Blashakash. Rebuda says in the Brisa that the Ragumil statement was slightly different. What was the statement? Quickly do your needs of the Mavi. Actually, Tashav Yasar Alechem before it's dark and it becomes us on you. Meaning, it sounds like Amanachriu. Basically, Rebuda is agreeing to Tanakama that it's Duki. Has been like a Nachri. Bit the Rishus doesn't help. And therefore, he's saying, do what you can before Shabbos. Okay. The problem is, look at our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, if you remember, Rabbi just said a little bit of different language. He said, quickly do it. He said before nightfall, but also, but he said, actually, Yaitzi, go carry out right away before the guy carries something out. So sorry, it didn't say Ashtachar. It says, go carry out before the guy carries out. Sounds like that the bittul works, and it's just erased to go do something before he does something. That's all, but not that the bittul doesn't work. So in a Mishnah, we're learning from Yudas Lashon that bittul works. Yet in the Brisa, it's pretty clear that he's saying the bittul does not work. Says the Gemara, Ema, in the Mishnah, switch. It means add into the words. Actually, Yaitzi doesn't mean until the Tzduki is Yaitzi, he's mighty something into the Chatzar, so he uses the Chatzar. Actually, Yaitzi, Hayayim. Read it as if it says, actually, Yaitzi Hayayim, until the day is out. So make sure to quickly go and do what you need to do before the day is out, which means the Mishnah is consistent with the Braisa that Rebbe is saying that Bittul Rishus of the Nachri doesn't work at all. Bittul Rishus of the Nachri, of the Stuki doesn't work because we treat the Stuki like a Nachri. So Rebbe is now consistent. The first of all, a little bothered that listen, we're on a daf where we've already had a Chsura Mechsura. In the beginning and the end of Samach Chesam Beis, which we explained, don't say it's mamish missing words. It's as if it's missing words, meaning read the Mishnah as if the words are there, but you don't have to say it's missing words. We already had a tzad, which Yassel, you were very bothered by. There are mayor, where a mayor seems to say on the Mishnah on Beis, Rameir says that if the person is Mevatel Rishus, and then he goes and carries Bei Mishag Bei Mezid, he asers, which seems to be a direct steer to a mayor in our Braisa, which says that once you're Kaina, the Bit Rishus of the whoever's Mevatel Rishus, once you're Kaina, he cannot aser, he can't retract it. So what was Rabbeis' answer? Abaye's answer was, it depends if it's Kaidim Kinyon or after Kinyon of the others. Rabbeis' answer was, Ainay Yaiser, switch the word to the Mishnah, say Ainay Yaiser. So we've already had a couple cases twice in this daf already where we're saying we're tweaking the words of a Mishnah, but here is the third time I was saying actually Yaitzi Hayayim. It's very interesting what they're bothered by. The word, we're sticking the word Hayayim. Actually Yaitzi was saying meant until, Pasha meant till he takes out the kusi, the tztuki, I should say, till he carries something into the chatzar. That's actually Yaitzi. We're saying no, it means till the day is out, till Shkia, which fits with the Mishnah, with the Brais, which means that it won't work on Shabbos because he's like a Nachri, it doesn't work at all. What they're bothered by in the Farshim is the Lashon Yaitzi should be Yaitzi. It shouldn't say actually Yaitzi Hayayim. I'm certainly not the expert on Diktuk, but if we're talking about until the day is out, it shouldn't say actually Yaitzi, it should say Yaitzi. So I just found it a little ironic in a daf where we change the word Usr to Eina Yaitzer. And we stick in the words that, by Medvar Mamurim, we stick in a whole story about Stuki, which wasn't even part of the Mishnah, what they're bothered by. And we're sticking over here also, we're sticking the word Hayayim, and that's not Shver. Actually Yaitzi, I mean, you don't have to say the word's actually there. Again, you could say actually Yaitzi means the day, even though it didn't say the word Hayayim, but then the part they're bothered by is the word Yaitzi. Has to be Yaitse. That's a question that somebody asked. Okay, no.
The buff changes the gersa.
I understand. I'm saying, but why is he changing the gersa? That's my point.
Yeah,
I'm referring to the Bach. But he's changing the gersa, meaning, Leon, if the Mishnah was reading the way we originally touched it, which would be that he's carrying something out, Yaitse wouldn't work either. That would have to be Yaitse. Yaitse means take something out. So the Bach is switching the Girsa. That's one of the first I was referencing. They switched the Girsa to Yaitse because of this question. It's just funny to me that that's where we draw the line as to what's an issue with correcting or tweaking the Nusach in the Mishnah. Okay. Vivais Ema, Laikasha, Kamamumr, Lachal, Shabbos, Sina. We referenced this idea before. The Kamamumr, Lachal, Shabbos, Sina. The answer number two is, there's two types of mumrim. When Rabbi Yehuda says that the mummer cannot be mivatul rishus in the braisa, and it's no good. He treats the mummer, he treats the stuki like a nachri. When's that? When he's a mummer to chal shabbos before hesia. When he's such a mummer, he's willing to be chal shabbos even in the public. That's mamish like a nachri. He has a din like a nachri. He cannot be mivatul rishus. What do you need to do with him? Remember, of course, by nachrim, Erev doesn't work, Bitter Rishus doesn't work, you need to do Schiris. That's the only option with such a guy. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is talking about Tzduki also, but it's Tzduki that was not Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, and therefore over there it would work. So yes, Kastira, in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda's Mashma that it does work for a Bitter Rishus by Tzduki, and the Bryce's Mashma does not, you're right. It depends on the type of Tzduki it is. If it's Mummer who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, it won't work. If it's Mechal Shabbos only Bitsina, then not minimizing it, but if it's Mechal Shabbos Bitsina only, not for Hesia, then a Kutch, he's able to be Vatu Rishus, and that's the works. Command us on the time, who's to go like, this that we learned in a brisa, mummer v'gili panim hareza ena mevat rishus. We learned in a brisa that a mummer and a megala panim is not able to mevat rishus. So that means because they're like a guy, they can't mevat rishus. Who's it going like? So first, the gemara interjects before it even goes to finish the explanation. What do you mean gili panim? Gili panim means a person. We need to teach it. Means a person who's like megala. He's brash, right? He's a brash person. He's like a chutzpinyak. So gila panim mumave is a gila panim just because megala panim is a mummer. So I think it's the maratzchias. One of the chayim asks, yeah, megala panim b'tayrus chayiv mizafshay. Why are we so surprised that a gila panim would be considered like a mummer? So he answers. He says anacham. He says megala panim b'tayra and gila panim must be two different things. It's got to be different things because our gemara takes such offense that you want to suggest a gila panim is someone who's mamish considered like a guy who's considered like a mummer. Megala panim b'tayra is yes considered mechayim nafshay. It's a terrible thing. So why would you say it's so? Why is it so shvare to make a mummer? Therefore, say gila panim just means more like a chutzpinyak, someone who's brash, someone who's chutzpah, and not megala panim b'tayra. It's again same word, same wording, but a different category. Okay, I think it's the maratzchias, but maybe misquoting what it is. Gila panim mummer have ela mummer begila panim. Ask the marakasha is gila panim mummer. Rather, what does it mean? Mummer begila panim. It means a mummer b'vahesia, a mummer who does it in a brash way. A mummer who does it in a brash way is a fancy way of saying a mummer b'fahesia, and such a person in yechlevat rishos keman who's that kerabuda. If it's beautiful, that is a behuda that we just quoted, who makes it. We, in order to answer the stira in the brayis of the mishnah, we made a distinction between a mummer b'fahesia and a mummer b'tzina. Says the gemara story to back. Says the gemara, who in the nafik b'chamarta the medasha? There's a person who went out publicly on Shabbos wearing a bag of spices. Kivim the chazav behuda nesia kaisei. When he saw a behuda nasi, he saw a behuda nasi. He goes maris. He covered it. So he went out, this is a very interesting madrega. This guy went out. He went out carrying a bag of spices. He was carrying something on Shabbos. He's being over on Chil Shabbos, but he saw Rabbi Yehuda and he covered it. Amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, that's considered a person who can be Vato Roshos. Unbelievable. Why? Since he's willing to cover it up, this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi speaking, since he's willing to cover it up in front of me, it shows that he draws a line. He's not mamish, such a mummer, such a rebel. He's embarrassed to do it in front of the Nasi, and therefore that would also be enough that he fits into the category of our Mishnah, which was what? A mummer b'tzina. That's called a mummer b'tzina. Again, he's outside. But it's called the mummer sin of the fact he's covering up in front of the Nasi, and therefore he'd be able to invite those rishos. By the way, just to make clear, Rabbi Dan Nasi is the one who had the story. He's saying that this person, because he covers up, he would fit into the criteria of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Yehuda Mishnayis, typically is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Rabbi Yehuda Mishnayis is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. He's saying he fits into a few generations earlier, that he fits into the category of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai's mummer that's able to be mevatel rishus because he's considered a mummer bitzin and not a mummer v'hesia. Amar Rav Huna. Sorry, one at a time. Barbaiter. Amar Rav Huna, Eitz Yisrael Mummer, what's considered a Yisrael Mummer? So here's the topic we've been referencing and touching on it. Now we get to the Kishkas. What's called a Yisrael Mummer? Zeh Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. A Yisrael Mummer who has the status, by the way, the point is the status of a Yisrael Mummer, we're saying is he's considered now like, I really I'm getting ahead of myself. The Gemara is assuming now it means legabe uldinim. He has a status of like a guy legabe uldinim, not just legabe erev, legabe uldinim. It's going to come back in the conversation later that maybe Rav Huna was asking a question only legabe erev. Let's see. So Ezu Yisrael Mummer, Zem Mechal Shabbos Vehesir. Once Mechal Shabbos Vehesir is a Yisrael Mummer. Armlay Rachman says, not so fast. We have Machlekes Rameir and our Rabbanan on this very topic. Come on. So these are Tanoim. Come on. Ikra Meir to Amar Chashad. Why jumping to Chol Shabbos? According to Meir, once a person's chashed on any mitzvah of the Torah, he's now suspect on any other mitzvah of the Torah. Once he clearly violates, he doesn't care about, he dismisses any one mitzvah, he now becomes suspect in any other mitzvah of the whole Torah. Why have to come out to Shabbos? Why come out to Shabbos? Right? Shabbos, you know, of course, is very chashuv. Shabbos is special. Mishabur and Akdama of Hilchos Shabbos speaks about how Shabbos, of course, there's mitzvahs, and there's mitzvahs. You're not supposed to serve mitzvahs differently, but Shabbos is, all the mitzvahs represent part of a person's body. Shabbos is kind of like the heart, like the head. Shabbos represents more, it's a more unique mitzvah, right? Actually came up, I'm not sure if I mentioned this year, either yesterday or 2 days ago, we were discussing about Shvus to Shvus, the Makkah mitzvah. Zichar came up, the general topic, that the Bahag brought a raya from the top Rashi, from the top Gemara, I think it was yesterday's daf, from the top raya, from the top Gemara, that you're able to, you can't do hazah. Hazah you can't do on Shabbos, we said, because it's a Isra Banam. We machlekes what this Isra Banam was. Is it Tikkun or is it Gzera Shem Evrenu? But we said, but Amir Lakam, we were discussing Amir Lakam, we said over there, for a mitzvah, Amir Lakam, we said it was okay. And the Bag wanted to bring a raya, that Amir Lakam, Makam Shvus, is going to be mutter no matter what. We said we don't pasken like the Bag. We pasken, the Baal Itter brings it as well. We pasken Pashas, for Amir Lakam, you need a Shvus to Shvus, the Makam Mitzvah. It needs to be a double Shvus in order to be mutter. But there are those that want to make a distinction, again, just because we're touching over here, that by certain mitzvahs, unique mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs that are more special, and again, we don't typically like to give special credence to other mitzvahs, but by certain mitzvahs, I think Bris Milah was one of them. That was the topic that we had yesterday, whether it was related to Bris Milah. Bris Milah is one of them. Other mitzvahs that are unique, like Bris Milah, such mitzvahs, maybe we would have a little more of a leniency in terms of Shvus B'Makkah Mitzvah. Okay, but the point over here is that why are we picking Shabbos, says Rav Nachman Tarfuna, why are you picking Shabbos? According to a mayor, any mitzvah that a person steps on makes him a mummer. Any kirabban al ma'akot rabbanon, hamer chashad davar echad, loyav chashad davar kulam. Rabbanon say, one who's chashad on one davar, one mitzvah, is not chashad on the other mitzvahs, except for what? Says Gemara, top of on base, samatash on base on top, ad avim mummer, lavaytz chavim, until he's a mummer for avaydazara. Only then would he be considered a mummer for the mitzvah. Sadafka avaydazara. Sounds like nothing else. This is beautiful, very related. Shabbos related to, of course, Parshas. Gracious, we'll see that's going to be one of the crux of one of the answers. Amar Nachman Yitzchak says the Gemara. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Lite Mishos Levatar Shos. Nachman Yitzchak answers on behalf of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was not talking about Mumer Chol Tarkula. Rav Huna was saying, what's considered a Mumer? Legabe being able to exceed Rishus, to be able to Mavatar Rishus. Remember, the Klal is as follows. A guy cannot be Mavatar Rishus. A guy cannot join an Eir. If a guy, you have to, if he's part of your courtyard, you have a Mavoy, you got to do Schiris from a guy. A Yid can be Mavatar Rishus. Was saying that it's not even at Stuki and a Machlaik is about, Stuki had discussions. So the Shiloh is, what's considered when a person loses the status of a Yid to be able to Mavatar Rishus? That's what everyone is talking about. Tafka legabe erev. He wasn't going to call him in what's considered a mumer l'chol tarkula. It's a klal legabe erev. And therefore he says, whoever's mechal Shabbos, if it's beautifully, someone is mechal Shabbos for Hesya, if he's not keeping Shabbos dinim, he's removed from being able to vato shus on Shabbos for erev. A very simple explanation in Rav Huna, which doesn't get involved with the Machlekes Rameir and the Rabbanan Bechal. Uchid the Tanya, here, I would say this is the third time today we're having the Tanya as a Raya, but here is not really, doesn't count as a third. The first two times we had it, the Gemara's Lash was Vihatanya. Vihatanya, majority in Shas, Vihatanya is a Kasha. We had it twice today where Vihatanya is Benichus as a Raya. Here it's Uchid the Tanya, so that's clearly a Raya. Uchid the Tanya is always a Raya. Uchid the Tanya, Yisrael Mummer, Mishamer Shabbat Beshuk, a Yisrael Mummer who watches Shabbos Beshuk. So when he's in the Shuk, public, he's careful not to violate Shabbos. But if he's not careful, even b'shuk, even the market, to violate Shabbos, so he's mamish mechal Shabbos v'esya, ain't a mevatar b'shus, meisha amru, because they said, you saw night of b'shus, b'nais of b'shus, uvinach yetchi yasgir, because we said, this is the cloud we keep going over throughout this parak, a yid, Yisrael can mevatar b'shus, he can mevatal, and he can be neitel and neisen, he can transfer b'shus, one yid can mevatal b'shus to someone else in the chatzar, and that works, whereas by a guy, you have to be seichert, you can't mevatal, and this yid has been mevatal, mechal Shabbos, nebuch v'esya. He is someone that has a debt, like a guy, and the Gabe, certainly Gabe Ervin, he can only be Seicher as Roshus, he can't be Mevatel. Okay, that's a beautiful taich from Rav Nachman Yitzchak in Rav Huna's din, that Michal Shabbos is a din like a guy, it's the Gabe Erev. Kate said, what do you do? What does it mean being Mevatel Roshus? This price actually adds some color. We've been discussing Mevatel Roshus, Kseder, and now we get a little bit of color. Aymer Le Roshusi Knuilach, he said to the guy, my Roshus is kind to you, Roshusi Mevatelaslach, my Roshus is Mevatel to you, Kana, he acquires it, ain't Sarach Lizgais, and he doesn't have to do an act, a regular act of Kenyan, which is pretty ironic, because before we were discussing that in order to cement it, that the guy can't be Chayzer, we were saying, of course, go do a Kenyan, according to our mayor at least, you go by going to make a Kenyan, that causes the guy won't be able to be Chayzer. So you certainly would want to make Kenyan. We even Madaik earlier in the Bryce, it says, might see a Machnes, and Taisa says, either or is enough. Either one's a demonstration of Kenyan. So there was some sort of act of Kenyan, but the point is you don't have to. The rites work, the process works, even without the act of Kenyan, simply seeding it is enough for it to work. Okay, that is answer number one, explanation number one. Sorry? That's a beautiful connection. Beautiful connection. Beautiful connection. You're saying that the Tanakh, when the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, Misha ain't a Maida Be'eriv, because he's Mamisha, he's a Mummer Legabe Shabbos, right? That's a fancy way of saying a Mummer Legabe Shabbos. Very nice. Unless maybe the Hagufa, maybe not being Maida Be'eriv. This gets back to the conversation that Liza was trying to connect to before about the Rabbanans and Rices, maybe. Remember, the whole thing of Eriv is Rabbanan. So maybe that would be telling that. Do we say not being Maida Be'eriv is considered enough to be a Mummer? It's a Rabbanan issue. Maybe that would be the.
Maybe he's too strict.
That's bottom line, it doesn't make a difference. That's still not being made to the Rabbanan. Being more chamer the Rabbanan is also not a malach. Okay, Amar Ravashi Amar Haytana. Ravashi gives another explanation of Rav Huna. Again, the question was, Rav Huna says that one is mechal Shabbos for Hesia is considered like a guy, and our question was manavshach. If he goes like the Rabbanan, any one of the averis that if he goes like a mayor, any one of the averis that a person does makes him considered like a mummer, like a guy. Any one aver that he steps on purpose, and according to Chamim, only avodah zarah. So this answer, this we're going to tie back to of course our parsha today. Rav Ashi Amar, Haytanu da chamira le Shabbos kavodah zarah. Shabbos is chamer like avodah zarah. Meaning, you're right. The Rabbanan said only avodah zarah makes a person a mumchal tarkula. It means only avodah zarah and the like. What's the like? The like is Shabbos. Says the Merkid Tanya, like we learned in a brisa. Mikam, this is talking about who could offer karbanos. Mikam and a person Adam, the whole pasuk. Let's read the pasuk in its entirety. Adam kiakav mikam karban Hashem mina behema mina bakar mina tzayim. We're going to be darshening these words. A person who comes to makar karban from you. Mikam is a key word from you. Karban Hashem from behema, from bakar, from tzayim. Takrivu as karbancham, says the Gemara. Mikem, the Brisa makes a diak, mikem v'leikulchem. From you can offer a carbon, but not all of you. Pat the mummer, that excludes a mummer. A mummer is not allowed to offer a carbon. A mummer is like a guy, and a guy can offer a carbon. Bechem, now we darshan the flip side too. Mikem, we darshan mikem, bechem chilakti, amongst you I made a chilak, v'leibumas, not amongst umas, so kind of exactly opposite what I just said a moment ago. Amongst you, I made a chilak that the mummer of a yid can't make a carbon, but even though a mummer of a yid who has done like a guy can't make a carbon, the guy himself could be a carbon. It depends on a carbon. That's the confusion always by Goyim, right? We say Eilei Seim Vizivchayim. Rashi says over here, then the Dharma Davas. A guy can pledge, they can bring an Eilei, can pledge an Eilei Sandava, right? That he can bring, guys can bring, Goyim can bring Eilei Seim Vizivchayim, Loratza Mizbechi, that's famous Pasla, always quote, it's actually talking about accepting Kabbanas from the Goyim, not even from the Yidden, that they could bring, but regular Kabbanas, Chavichatas, other Kabbanas for Averis, that they cannot bring, but an Eilei they could bring. Okay, so we're saying, Mikem, by you I made a chilek that a mummer can't bring a carbon, even though regularly it could bring carbon, as opposed to by Goyim, they could bring Kabbanas. Okay, in the Brisa, the Brisa is continuing to take apart the pasuk. Mina behema, lavi bnei adam adam behema. Mina behema, it comes to include people that act like behemas and to able to give karbanas. Mekan amru, mekam karbanas paish yisrael kadesh yachzu betshuva. This is the biggest site in Kirov. Like this, here, we say that you accept karbanas from paish yisrael because we want them, these paish yisrael, we want them to feel connected as much as they can and to hopefully be return in tshuva. Chutz min a mummer, except for whom? A mummer. The Mar is going to ask that the Brisa seems to be jumping back and forth whether we accept karbanos from mummer or not. Chutz min a mummer, v'manasich yayin, v'mechal shabbos v'hesya. Except for a mummer, and, sounds like we're saying three cases, we'll see soon if it's really three. A mummer, a manasich yayin, one who does yayin esek, which is a fayt zara, obviously, and mechal shabbos v'hesya, one who's mechal shabbos v'hesya. Ask the Mar hagu v'kash. The Mar right away addresses the Brisa seems to be jumping back and forth. You send me kem lekochem to exclude a mummer. Then you say we do accept kabbalas for the paish yisrael in order to come to tshuva. Which one is it? Do we accept kabbalas for the paish yisrael or not? Do we accept kabbalas for mummer or not? Says Gemara Lekasha. Reisha b'mumel chal tarakula, a mumel chal tarakula, we do not accept his kabbarnas. Mitziyasa, the middle case is mumel darachad. Reisha talking about someone who's a mumel chal tarakula, him, we don't accept his kabbarnas. The middle case, what we say, we accept kabbarnas for Peshi Yisrael, it's talking about someone who's a mummer, the darachad for him, we do accept his kabbarnas. In fact, remember still, aim a save, go to the next part of the braisa. Chutz b'na mummer v'am nasach yayin, we said, except for a mummer, and a nasach yayin, sounds like, haim a mechidam, what type of mummer is this? Ima mechal tarakula, haina reisha, you just told me the reisha, you don't accept a carbon for a mumel chal tarakula. And Elamai, Elamite is a mummer only for this one thing. Either davach echad elamai, this mummer is a mummer for one thing. He's not a mummer chal tarkula. The kash mitziyasai, this mummer in the seifa that was saying we don't accept kabbanas for man of shach. If he's a mummer for one thing only, we just said in the mitziyasa that we accept kabbanas from the people that act like behemoths for the paish yisrael in order for them to tshuva. And elamai is a mummer chal tarkula. We already said in the reish we don't accept this carbon. So what are we doing over here? Says the gemara elalav hachamer. What must be saying? What it's saying is that chutz min a mummer. It's not three cases. It's two cases. Chutz min a mummer linaseh. We're saying except for a mummer who's a mummer to be menasech, which is a vayda zara, or to be chal shabbos, specifically those two. So meaning the rice reads perfectly. A mummer chal tarkula, no kabbanas. A mummer from Dever Echad, yes, we do accept his carbon. Except for which Dever Echad? Avodah Zarah Shabbos. A mummer, even just for Avodah Zarah, or just for Shabbos, it's too strong of an Avera, too strong of a mummer, it's too strong of a rebelliousness. He's a mummer against a Kadosh Baruch Hu by worshiping Avodah Zarah or by not accepting Shabbos. And therefore, his carbon is not accepted, says the Gemara. This is the end of Rav Ashi's answer on Befer Avuna. When Avuna said that a person who's Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesya is a mummer, and we were bothered, Manavshach, according to our mayor, it should be any mitzvah. According to Rabbanan, only Avodah Zarah. No, Rav Huna goes like the Rabbanan, and we equate Avodah Zarah with Shabbos. Says Gemara, Alma Avodah Zarah v'Shabbos Kiyah. That didn't know. Avodah Zarah Shabbos are the same. Shema Amina, this is a Raya. What's the Shabbos Avodah Zarah? Like Shabbos, and the simple title would be, you can say because Avodah Zarah is so important, such a important nuance, such an important mitzvah in our life, in as being a Yid. It's such a, it's even till today, people consider like being on the Derech, because my person keeps Shabbos. He's on the Derech. Once he no longer keeps Shabbos, he's considered off the Derech. But a deeper understanding in the connection between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is that not keeping Shabbos is a form of Avodah Zarah. We laned this morning in Parashas Bereishis. We laned the first 6 days of creation and the seventh day HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Being Mechal Shabbos is a stira to the testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is worshiping another God. It's worshiping, it's not believing in God as the only God. And not keeping Shabbos is essentially on a deep level. It's not so deep. It's pretty basic. Not keeping Shabbos, if a person thinks about it, is essentially not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world and resting on Shabbos. Hence, it's the two things are very similar, and these are the two isurim, the two mitzvahs, that one who's over on them is unfortunately is considered like a guy, and therefore he wouldn't be able to be a carbon. And that's Rav Huna was saying that Mechal Shabbos Hesya has a din like the Rabbanan, like Avodah Zarah, which makes him a full fledged mummer. Zuck the Mishnah, we'll quickly see the Mishnah and then we'll wrap up. Says the Mishnah, Anshi Chatzar, the people of a Chatzar, Shakach Echamem Le'iriv, who forgot and didn't make an Erev. They didn't make an Erev together. So basically, and what happened was that one of them went. And therefore relinquishes rights to the other people. He relinquishes rights to the people in order to set out one of them. The one who didn't make an Erev. So again, let me make it more clear. The people of the Chatzar in general made an Erev. One guy didn't join to the Erev. He then went and relinquished his rights. That part of the Mishnah doesn't speak out. That's clear from the context. That's what's going on. He relinquished his rights. So the halacha is, Beisei Asa Machal Haitzi, his house is restricted from carrying from his house into the Chatzar. Leiv Lehem, both to him. Once he relinquishes rights to the Chatzar, from his house to the Chatzar, is going to be usher, sigh for him, sigh for others. V'shalahem mutarim le'lohem. But the other houses can all carry from the house into the chatzar, and he can also carry from those other people's house into the chatzar. When we say relinquish his rights, it's relinquishing his rights to go from his house into the chatzar. Key point. Okay. Next case. Nasulahim v'shus. What if it was opposite? What if they gave their rights to him in the chatzar, the guy who failed to join the Erev. They have mevatel rishus to him, who mutter, he's taka mutter to carry between his house and the chatzar, vehein asurim, and their usher. And Rashi points out, not only are they usher from their houses to the chatzar, that's obvious, they have mevatel their rishus to him, they're also usher from his house into the chatzar, and the Marzim want to understand why that is. Why is his house usher for them? The same way their house is mutter to him when he's about to rishus, his house is mutter to them, the Gemara is going to address it. Okay, so again, Nasloi rishus, who mutter, he's mutter v'en asurim, in all scenarios they're usher. Hayishnayim, what if they're, instead of one person from the group that forgot to join the Erev, two people forgot to join the Erev, they make each other usher from carrying between the house and the chatzar, meaning even if they're mevatel rishus, it's not going to help. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Mishnah explains, one person can be mevatel rishus, and the people can, well, and he also can accept rishus. Shnayim neisim rishus, veinein rishus. Two people can give up their rishus, but they can't receive rishus, and therefore they make an isser on each other. Meimasai neisim rishus. When do you do this bit of rishus? So we spoke on machlekes early in the daf today. We spoke on machlekes Rashi in the Torah brings to Lamaisa, Rashi and the other rishonim, when the act of being kind of the rishus should take place. Rashi specifically said on Samachesim Beis, Rashi said it should be done on when Shabbos starts, and the other Shem said specifically make the kinyan before Shabbos. Here we're talking about the bittu, when the bittu take place, meaning the Shabbos is going to be, could you bittu work on Shabbos? Certainly the bittu can work before Shabbos. Question is, if the act of being mevatel can work even on Shabbos. It has to be done before Shabbos. Even when it's dark, even Friday night already, even when it's Shabbos, you can still be mevatel rishus on Shabbos itself. Mishas rishusai vaitzi, a person who was mevatel rishus and then he carried, we discussed this on a Amud Aleph. This is the machlekes from Mary of Yehuda, one who was mevatel rishus, and he subsequently went and he carried. He assers on the people now because he messed up. He didn't join the Erev. He was mevatel rishus because he didn't join the Erev. But then he went and used from his house into the chatzar. So he's doing an act of showing that his bittu rishus was nothing. So whether he did b'shege, whether he did b'mezid, he assers on the people. That's the simple reading of our Mishnah. Again, his Rabbi Yosef said, no, don't say Ramir says Eiser. Say Ramir says Eini Eiser, because otherwise it's interesting with Ramir and the Braisa, who says that when you're mevatel rishus, it's done and you can't, you don't undo it. Here we seem to say you're undoing it. So again, Rabbi Yosef says, or a mayor, switch it to Ein Eiser. What was the other answer? Abaye's answer was no. This Mishnah right here is talking about a case where the other members of the Chatzar didn't do an act of kinyan yet. If they didn't do an act of kinyan yet, if he goes and carries against his bittel, he will undo the bittel. When we said earlier in the Brisa that Remeir held he can't undo it, is when they already did an act of kinyan, and we can leave the Mishnah as we just read it as a Reza Eiser. He asks us because they hadn't made an act of kinyan yet. Divrei Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda says if he carried up a maze that he asks b'shegig, if he did b'shegig, then he doesn't ask the act that he did b'shegig. This fits well with Leon with the svara you went to say before when he did a b'shegig, doesn't Aser, not just b'shegi, it's the Isser Shabbai, he's being over Isser because he's not part of the Erev, but also it's not a bitl rishus when you do b'shegi. Again, we saw before, not like that, but here, maybe it would fit very well with what he said. Let's read the first line of the Gemara. It says, basically, the Aser, Hachaser Shari, the Mishnah's Mashma, his house is Aser. But his rights in the Chatzar are mutter. Now, what's the case? We're saying, in the first case of the Mishnah, we're saying is the guy who didn't join, his house is Aser, but the Chatzar, for him, his use of Chatzar is mutter. Hey, Kedami, eat the bottle. If it's Mevatel's Rishus, base my Aser. If he's Mevatel, his Rishus, why is his house off limits? The people should be able to use his house. He's Mevatel everything. Just like he's Mevatel his rights to the Chatzar, he's Mevatel his rights to the bias, so everyone else should be able to use his house and the Chatzar equally. Idlay Bittel, if it was Mevatel, Chatzar my Shari. If he wasn't, didn't do a Bittel, then why is the Chatzar mutter? Answers, Gemara, simple, this guy who didn't join the Erev, he was Mavato's rights in the Chatzar, but not Mavato's rishus in the bias. Because I've Rabbanan, Mavato rishus Chatzere, rishus Beisai Labat. Rabbanan say that a person's Mavato is rishus in this Chatzar, is not only Mavato's rishus Beisai. We spoke about earlier in the Masechta that's sad to say that the person, once he gives us his rights in the Chatzar, it's automatically the bias goes with it, because people don't live with the bias out of Chatzar. The Rabbanan hold, according to this option that was saying, he's Mavato, his rishus in the Chatzar, and not in the bias. And it works, it's because they hold the dire inish base blei chutzer. A person could dwell in a bias without a chutzer. Let's stop over here. We'll pick our mitzvah here tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we'll do daf, if it's okay, before davening.